Okay, 32 at the bottom, 24 on top, chapter Ches, Fer Ches. The Galt Rebbe in Perek Zayin was speaking about Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noiga could either be elevated to Kedusha like a carbon, or it could be lowered into Shalosh Klipas HaTmeis, which temporarily goes down, but because it was kosher, you can re-elevate it, but a mark remains in the body, and that's why you need Chibud HaKever. So now the Alter Rebbe says like this, V'ayidus Marcholos HaSuris, another concept about forbidden foods, or for that matter, anything forbidden, Shalokach Nikroim B'Shem Yisr, this is why they're called forbidden, B'mnei Sha'af Mishalcho Meichel Yisr, even if somebody ate a treif of food, B'lai Haida, he didn't even know it was treif. He thought it was kosher. The person eats the treif of food, and he eats it L'Shem Shemayim, he eats it for the right purposes. Lavid Hashem b'kerech achilahi. And he eats it taka to go serve Hashem. Not only did he eat it for that purpose, v'gam Paul v'asa kein, he actually did it. Meaning, he ate, he thought chazer was kosher. He thought it was a kosher meat. He ate it. He made a bracha. He ate it. He ate it l'shem shemai. He learned in daven with that power of the chazer that he ate. The life of the chazer does not become elevated into the words of teira tefila kmei aheta like kosher food is, but mnei isura biyadi bidei asitir achra, because it's bound to evil misholosh klips atmeis, from the sholosh klips atmeis. Meaning the Rebbe says like this: why is it called asur? Like we learned, asur does not only mean forbidden. Asa means bound. The only way you can elevate that is, like we learned last week, either Mashiach or such a level of tshuva that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. Like we learned last week. But otherwise, even if you did it, you didn't even know you sinned. You did it mamish accidentally. And you learned in Davo with the Kerech of the pig, the Kedusha that's in the pig does not go up. Because it's bound to evil, you can't do anything with it. And he says even more, afilo isid rabbanon, even if it's only rabbinically forbidden. That means biblically it's not forbidden food, but the chachamim made it forbidden. Shechamurim divrei seifrim, yesim medivrei teira, because the words of the chachamim are stricter than the biblical laws. Therefore, even then it doesn't become elevated. Lachain, gam ha-yetzahara, the yetzahara v'kercha mesavim, the power of temptation. Ledvarim o'asurim, to forbidden foods, is shade mishade nuchroim, which is called goyish demons. Shu yetzahara shal omes evdi galulim, which is like similar to the neshamas of the idol worshippers. Shen neshaseyem misholosh kibsa tmeis, that their souls come from sholosh kibsa tmeis, and therefore they can never be elevated. Masha'enkin a yetzahara v'keyacha misava l'dvarim amutarim. But what happens if you lust kosher things? He says, and the Milas Taibasai, to fulfill your temptations, that Shade Mi Shade and Yudoin, they're called Yiddish demons, Jewish demons, because they can be elevated to Kedusha. In Perek Zayin, Alter Rebbe explained, what happens if you eat kosher food for temptations, mamish, because you want to eat it, not L'Shem Shemayim, you lower it temporarily into Shalos Kibbutz HaTmeis, but because at one time it was kosher, you have the ability to re-elevate it back to Kedusha. But until you do, he says, Ach mikol mokeim, keidem shechazer l'kedusha, before it goes into Kedusha, hu sitr achar v'klipa, it's mamash evil, because you lowered it, the kosher food, into total evil by eating it for the wrong purposes. And he says, and this he said before also, v'gam a'achakach, even after you elevate it back to Kedusha, harashimu mimenu nishadovik beguf, a mark remains in the body. That means, even though you re-elevated the kosher food back to Kedusha, the problem is, a mark is still remaining in the body. And after that, you need a special torture. Special punishment. Why does a mark remain in the body? He says like this, Kimikol Maichol Amashka, because from any food or drink that a person eats or drinks, Nasa Teker Damo Basim Ipsari, becomes blood and flesh. So when you eat the food, even though it's kosher, but you eat it for taivis, so right now you made blood and flesh that's connected to Shoshib Satmeis because you ate it for taivis. Therefore, even though you re-elevate it to Kedusha, it's like you write a pencil mark and you erase it, there's still a mark there. And for that, the person needs Lochein Sarach HaGuf L'Chibot HaKever. In English, it's called Purgatory of the Grave, whatever they do there. Lenat Kesei to clean him, Ulatahari Mitumasi, and to purify him from his impurity. Shekibo Ba'anos Elam Hazev Etenugov, for all the pleasures that he enjoyed from this world. Mitumis Klipis Naiga, from the tomb of Klipis Naiga, Veshaden Yehudoin in the Yiddish Adimus. So basically, whoever eats or enjoys life needs to go through the process of Chibot HaKever.
And what's a Jewish demon?
What color? White.
Oh, really? What is it?
And what, tell me what a Goyish demon is.
A little man.
Mm-hmm. And this is a big fat man. Elim Kain, Mishle Nana Me'elim Hazer Kol Yomav K'Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He says, who doesn't need Chibot HaKever? Unless if somebody did not enjoy this world at all, like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Last week we were discussing, Dalt Rebbe didn't bring it down there, he brings it down here, but the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi on his deathbed picked up his hand to Hashem and made a shvuah, Shleinan Nesim Eilam Haza Filo Ke'aspektana. He didn't enjoy this world even a small finger. We discussed last week, even though he's wealthy and all that, but he didn't do it for the enjoyment, he did it only for the serving of Hashem. So now the Rebbe is saying that everybody basically who enjoys world needs to have Chibot HaKever, unless it's like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So the Rebbe, one second, so the Rebbe explains this. If you notice now, the Rebbe doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So the Rebbe explains like this. When it says, if it would say Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, somebody would say, listen, he was great, he was holy, has nothing to do with me. In other words, why is Alt-Rebbe mentioning it? And Bechal, you can ask the question. Alt-Rebbe is, unless you're like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, nobody, nothing personal, nobody is like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So why is Alt-Rebbe telling us Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't have Chibur HaKevah because he didn't enjoy life? What does that have to do with me? So Alt-Rebbe is saying Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What does it mean, Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Rabbeinu HaKadosh means he's our Rebbe. And if he's our Rebbe, we have a connection to it. He tread the path. And he broke through the barriers that every Jew can reach that level. And therefore, it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, because then he was a Nasi, he was a holy guy, and that was it. That Rebbe says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh means it's our Rebbe. Mechlal, people should say, you know, we say Adonai Mareinu Rabbeinu. Adonai Mareinu Rabbeinu doesn't mean a master, a teacher, a Rebbe. It means our master, our teacher, our Rebbe. That means we have a connection to it. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is in Tanya, which is Kodiv Elecha Dovim Eid. Tanya was written for every Jew. The Alter Rebbe here is saying a remarkable concept. That every Jew, no matter who you are, is a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and therefore every Jew has the ability to reach this level to a certain extent, obviously, not like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but can reach that level. Just like the Rebbe explains, and we've discussed in Pirkei Avos many places, and sometimes it says Avram, and sometimes it says Avram Avinu. If you notice, when the Mishnah speaks, Avram Avinu had 10 tests. The Mishnah doesn't say Avram had 10 tests. The Mishnah says Avram Avinu had 10 tests. When the Mishnah says there are 10 generations from Adam to from Noach to Adam to Avram, the Mishnah doesn't say 10 generations from Noach to Avram Avinu. The Mishnah says 10 generations from Noach ad Avram. When the Mishnah speaks about the tests, the Mishnah says Avram Avinu. So the Rebbe says, why is the Mishnah now saying Avinu? Because somebody can think Avram Avinu was a great guy. He had 10 tests and he passed. What does it have to do with me? So the Rebbe explained, that's why the Mishnah says it's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu means he's our father. So he gives us the koyach, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to be able to pass all the tests also. And that's where the Alter Rebbe is bringing down this Rabbeinu HaKadosh here.
Because, you know what the 10 were?
Look in the Mishnah. So therefore, it says that these are the ability, this is within the ability of every single Jew to reach this level.
Kibbutz Keter is not the body rotting in the grave?
No. The body rotting in the grave is part of the process of Ofer Atav Olah
Fatoshet. Isn't that also, it's a punishment for the body, right?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay. Then the Alter Rebbe continues, says like this. V'advarim b'teilim b'heter. Now, before we go further, it's like this. In halacha, there's what's called dvarim ho'asurim, and then there's dvarim b'teilim. Dvarim b'teilim means just idle gossip. Dvarim ho'asurim means forbidden words. Lashon hara, rechilas, meitzi shemra, all that stuff. Now, dvarim b'teilim, some talking, no lashon hara, whatever, usually doesn't happen that way, but let's say you have just a discussion about anything. The words themselves are not forbidden. The problem is you're supposed to be learning at that time. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe says, what happens, dvarim b'teilim b'heter? A person who has permission to speak dvarim b'teilim. Like an Amoritz who can't learn. The Rebbe asks a question on this, but he could still read Tillim or Chumash or anything and still getting the mitzvah. But anyway. Then you also have to purify yourself. Meaning, it's not Dvarim Asurim, so it's not Shalosh Klipas HaTumeis. Words that are not holy and not forbidden are Klipas Naiga. Right? What happens though when a person speaks these words? To purify yourself, you need Gilgula Bekafakela. Kafakela is literally a slingshot. They throw the neshama from one end of the world to the next. It's a cleansing process for the neshama. So for food enjoyment, you get Chibra Kever. For Dvarim B'Teilem, you get Kafakela.
So is Kafakela only for men? No,
they have a separate women section.
No, because you don't have that din with Dvarim B'Teilem for women. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
No, really?
Yeah. Do I feel good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, should I clarify?
Yeah.
A woman doesn't have to learn Torah all the time if a man does.
No.
So a woman doesn't have the halacha of Dvarim B'Teilem, right?
Right.
So therefore, does a woman get kafakela?
Yes, I answered you no.
Okay, I thought you were joking.
I never joke.
Okay, bye, sir.
Now, it says...
Wait, we're laughing at Dvarim B'Teilem?
No. The truth is, women are allowed to, because they don't have an obligation. But that's only if you know every single halacha that you need to know. Which means, every negative commandment and all the ramifications, all of Hilchos Shabbos thoroughly, all of Hilchos Pesach thoroughly, all positive mitzvahs not connected in time thoroughly, that the Rebbe says, these dinim take a few lifetimes to learn. When you finish all that, then you could talk Dvarim B'Teilem. Got it? Good. Now, Avol Dvarim Asurim, but what happens if you're speaking forbidden words, like Leitzanis, Makari, Lashon Hara, Kiyetzbem, similar things, which are Shalosh Klipas HaTumeis, Legamri, which are complete level of evil, then... And kafakela levade meil latar lavet to masim yenefesh. Then kafakela is not enough. You need gehenim also. That's erech leil gehenim. Meaning like this. If it's sinful, dvarim b'teilem, meaning dvarim asurim, so then you need cleansing, kafakela, and gehenim. If it's permissible, dvarim, so it's klipas nega, so then you only need kafakela, you don't need gehenim. The mini cleaning does it. You don't need the heavy duty hot water washing machine called Gehenim. Hot dry cleaning. That's Gehenim.
What's
Leitzanis? What's Leitzanis? Yeah. Mockery.
Are you
joking? Joking is also included in Leitzanis, yeah. But mocking, usually Leitzanis refers to mocking. Mocking, good things. That's evil.
Not sarcasm, it depends what type of sarcasm. Sarcasm, mocking good things, is Leitzanis. Like, I'll give you the Rashi just recently said, Leitzani Hadard, we're saying that Yitzchok came from Avimelech instead of Avram. That's like mocking and joking in a way of lying and forbidden things. Okay, next he said like this. V'chein, mi she'efshel elatik b'teir. The same thing, a person who's able, until now he spoke, dvarim b'teilim, that you're allowed to learn, that you're allowed to speak. V'chein, mi she'efshel elatik b'teir. The same thing, a person, or let's say a man, who's obligated to learn Teira, v'esik b'dvarim b'teilim, and he's doing dvarim b'teilim. Then, en kafa kele meil levadi, kafa kele is not enough, lemarko zachecha, to cleanse it. And again, we're not talking about Dvarim Asurim. We're talking about a person is supposed to learn, instead they sit down and have a discussion about who knows what that's kosher. Yeah. Like ancient Chamorim, but they get strict punishment. Shamanishim al-bitul Teira b'fratis. They get a special punishment for not learning Teira. Milvad, in addition to the Einish Klali, to the general punishment of not keeping a positive mitzvah, machmas atzlus, for laziness, in Gehenim shel Sheleg. Meaning as follows. There is negative commandments, and there's positive commandments. If a person doesn't put on tefillin, okay, you do not become impure, because you didn't do an active sin. Right? The Kedusha that you could have gotten, you don't get. If somebody does an active negative commandment, now the Torah says, don't speak Lashon Hara, you do. The Torah says, don't eat Chazin, you do. You're doing an action. So then, the action of sin brings impurity upon yourself. Then you need, to use very coarse physical words, you get dirty. You get dirty, the Neshama gets dirty, the Neshama needs to get cleaned. Sometimes Gehenim is enough, like, you know, we said last time. Sometimes you just take the clothes, put it into the washing machine, the clothes come out clean. Sometimes when there's extra stains, you have to treat the stains. You have to treat the stains in addition to the washing machine. That's like Kafa Kela and Chibet HaKever. Okay? That's when you acquire, and to use the word again, filth upon yourself. On the Neshama, you need to be cleansed. Because you can't go into Gan Eden with a filthy neshama, with an impure neshama. Then there's another thing. There's called Gehenim of snow. Gehenim of snow is a punishment for laziness.
Hashem is so creative.
Very. He's brilliant. Hmm. Yeah, thank you. Gehenim Shel Sheleg means, what happens when you go into something cold? You wake up. You become non-lazy. It's like they meet them, can I get meet them? You don't put on tefillin, you don't learn Torah, you don't do what you're supposed to do. Why? Because we're lazy. We're too lazy to do it. So what's the cleansing for that? Now you can't, you're not dirty that you need cleansing. But you need the wake-up call. So you go have what's called Ganim Shoshal. Trust me, there's no snow up there. Whatever it means. And there's no fire up there either. You know, there's no furnace burning in Gehenim. So he says like this. So therefore, if a person is supposed to be learning and does Dvarim B'Teilim, so then you get like this. You get the punishment for not learning Torah, plus the punishment for laziness. So you're busy getting punished, or cleansed, or whatever. But again, just to keep in mind that in Yiddishkeit, the punishment, whether it's lashes, death, Gehenim, Kafa Kela, Chibet HaKever, is not a damnation, it's not a punishment, it's cleansing. That's what it is. It's pushing to clean the person from all the impurities and to wake him up from the laziness. Now the Alter Rebbe says something very controversial. The same thing if a person occupies himself in secular wisdom, is included in the sin of Bittul Teira. Okay, so he says, what happens if somebody is learning secular wisdom? He's not talking here even about forbidden wisdoms, like learning about other religions or learning things that a Jew is not allowed to learn. He's talking about learning secular wisdom. Is included in the sin of Bittul Torah. The Eidzeis, now the Rebbe says even more. The Eidzeis Yisera Tumasa Shochachmas Umes Evdi Galulim, the studying of secular wisdom is even worse than Dvarim Betelim. In other words, we said Dvarim Betelim is counted as Bittul Torah. Now the Rebbe says not only is it counted as Bittul Torah, it's much worse than Bittul Torah. And I'm going to explain it outside because until we get to the end of the parak, it doesn't make sense. What the Rebbe is saying is like this. I'm going to explain until the end of the parak orally, and then we'll see it inside. When a person speaks Dvarim Betelim, you just sit down and hakachainik. You are not using your brain. You're using your midas, basically, because they're not intellectual things. Even the fools talk it. When you study secular wisdom, what's actually happening is your brain is becoming impurified. When you speak Dvarim Betelim, your midas are becoming impurified. When you learn secular wisdom because you're using your head, so then the head becomes tummy with this. And therefore, he says, it's a terrible thing because you're metame chabad of the nefesh olikis. And he says the only way it's allowed is two ways. Either if you make it an axe to chop with, or you know how to utilize it to serve Hashem. Meaning as follows. What happens if somebody is studying secular wisdom to be able to get a parnasa? That is what's called kardam lachtichpa. It's called an axe to chop with. In other words, you're not learning it because you're interested in learning secular wisdom. You're doing it because you want to make a parnasa. Or, by understanding Torah, I mean, by understanding secular things, you'll be able to understand Torah better. Like, for instance, certain laws of the inside of an animal, right? So if you become a veterinarian and you do it to be able to understand what makes an animal kosher, a treif, you know, all the laws in the Shlachtes, or if somebody learns astronomy to be able to understand Kiddush HaChedush better or things like that, so then it's okay. But what's unique over here is the Alter Rebbe finishes the parak by saying that's the reason of the Rambam and Ramban of why they learned secular wisdom. Because they used it, the Rambam started to become medicine, whatever it was. But the Rebbe explains why does Alter Rebbe have to say Rambam and Ramban? So the Rebbe explains because only they were able to do it and not become affected by it. But the Rebbe is saying like this: Dvarim Betelim is Bittul Torah, and therefore you get punished accordingly. Learning secular wisdom is even worse.
What about the opinion that says if you're learning science, you're learning Hashem's world?
If you're learning science because you want to understand the greatness and the vastness and the mastery of God, then it's okay. If you're learning science because it's interesting, that's not... What's that? Then it's not included in this. Understand? So the Rebbe is actually saying... Let's see it inside now.
Remember that taking courses to get a degree to get a pronouncer would be fine?
Let's finish. Let's see the parak inside. The Eizes, before we even start, ask your mashpia. The Eizes, I'm telling you, ask your we'll see what Alter Rebbe says. The Eizes, you say that Tumas Shel Chachmas of the Gleim are Tumas Dvarim Betelim. It's even worse than Dvarim Betelim. Because by Dvarim Betelim, Eina Malbash Metame, what are you in purifying? The Midas of Yisedo Ruach HaKedish of the Nefesh HaLikis. You're taking the Midas of the godly soul, and you're making a tummy betum klipas nega dvarim betelim that come from the element of bad ruach from the nefesh abamis. Okay, but like he says on top of the page, you're not impurifying with idle words your the intellect of your nefesh. Why? Because they're foolish idiotic things, shegama sheitim vameha ari shechel mendabekin, even the fools can speak. So it doesn't take brains to speak dvarim b'teilim. So therefore, you're not using the seichel of the nefesh olikis in the seichel of the nefesh abamis to impurify it. Mashenkim b'chachmasum mesev digalulim. When it comes to secular wisdom, humalbish umetama, what is he dressing and becoming impurifying? The chabad of the nefesh olikis, the tumas klipas neiga of these chachmas that fell there from shviras hakelim, from achoraim shel chachma de kedusha kiyudol eyedichin. Okay, I'm going to explain this because it's a very basic concept. Everything in the world comes from Hashem. Given? If not, you don't belong in this class. Everything in the world comes from Hashem. Therefore, everything in the world comes from Kedusha. Given. Therefore, any Chachma that exists in the world comes from God's Chachma. What is Hashem's Chachma? Torah. That means Torah is the source of, because Torah is the Chachma of Hashem, which is the source of all Chachma that exists in the world. So Torah is the source of every Chachma that exists in the world. But there is the open Chachma of Elokus, which is Torah, and then there is the external, backsided, limited, constricted, concealed, whatever symptom you want to define it, of every other wisdom. So the Altrebbe is saying that where did this wisdom come from? The Gaishu way. Where did science, math, history, geography, where did all these so come from? From the external level of Kedusha that fell down in Shvir Sakelim of Tehu, that the sparks of Kedusha from all the way highest levels of Kedusha fell all the way down into these things. Therefore, if somebody utilizes their head to study secular wisdom, they are actually impurifying their head. Which, by the way, and the Altrebbe says now like this, Elim kein eisei kadum lachtech b'em, unless you make it an axe to chop with, meaning, the hainu, l'espanus me'am b'revach la'aved Hashem, to have a better, you know, parnasa, to serve Hashem better. Or, she'yedei l'shtamish b'em la'aved Hashem, you know how to use them for the service of Hashem in his Torah, like we said, to understand Torah better. And he said, v'zeh o'taymer shel Rambam v'Ramban zal. This is the reason of the Rambam and Ramban, and their counterparts, Sha'oskuban, that occupied themselves in secular wisdom. Obviously, if the Rambam became a doctor, he had to study medicine. But the reason why they did it was to serve Hashem better. But again, we said that the Rebbe said that this only applies to the Rambam and Ramban. Huh? Yeah. But from the Rebbe here comes out like this, which is a very interesting concept. If somebody will take a course in college, just because they're interested in the course, they are being metame the chabad of the nefesh olikis. That's what he says here, clear. I mean, the Alter Rebbe says the only heter is if you're using it to make a parnasa or you're using it to understand Torah better. But, and he, by the way, he's not talking about forbidden religions, forbidden studies. If a person goes to college to learn comparative religions, that's asur to do. That's mamish forbidden for a Jew to learn other religions. Or to learn things that a Jew is forbidden to learn. But if a Jew is doing permissible, like say kosher subjects, so if they're doing it for panasa, or to understand Torah better, okay. But if they're doing it just because they have an interest in it, then they actually, it's worse than Dvarim B'Teilim, because they're utilizing the Chabad of the Nefesh Olikis, dressing it into the Chabad of Klipa, of Klipas Neiga, but it's still Klipas Neiga. It's still Klipa. And therefore a person can't do it. So, I mean, like reading a newspaper.